ピンボンボンピー。 Yes, I'm still going on the cheap. I thought for part two, I'd go somewhere outside and just talk about it. I'm in amidst running water, the urban noise of pots and pans, people doing their stuff, sitting in a park. That's quite tranquil, actually. So if you can hear the birds, let that be a tranquil moment in your life. So anyway, for part two, there is a question that does come up for some people who have read the book or heard about the book, The Magus of Java, and that is, what kind of martial art is Muay Thai? Because for most of us, generally speaking, we've never heard of it. No one teaches it in Australia. No one teaches it in the States. I mean, okay, there could be someone who claims to teach it. But in terms of martial arts and fighting techniques and all that, no one's actually heard of it. It never pops up. And the truth is it's not a martial art. Even though John Chang learned from his Sufu, Lao Sifu, I think that was his name, martial arts, Muay Thai itself isn't martial arts. It's a form of meditation. It's a path of qi cultivating up to being able to do all this great and mystical stuff by the time you reach level 72, but it actually isn't a martial art. And that is why a lot of people who do martial arts find it confusing, because something like Muay Thai attracts us. It offers us a world of metaphysics, spirituality, that may be lacking in the martial art that we are doing. However, if you are doing an internal martial art, it's usually a given that there is a part of it that is spiritual or metaphysical. Ba Guizhang is no exception. What you will learn, and if you pay really good attention in the book, is that John Chang takes students who are already masters of martial arts and then trains them up in the next level. So he's got Costa, who did Tai Chi, then you've got some other guy who did praying mantis style Kung Fu. They're good, they can fight, they can do whatever they're supposed to do in their respective styles, but not what John Chang can done. They have to go to the next level, and that is done through meditation. If you are doing Ba Guizhang, the same is true. A lot of people get stuck in Ba Guizhang because while Ba Guizhang is a martial art, it's actually in the beginning stages, a halfway point between external martial arts and sitting there and meditating. If you read the history of Ba Guizhang, you will actually see that Master Dong Hai Chuan, our grandmaster, he never took anyone who was raw or an absolute novice at a noob, as the new phrase is termed, in martial arts. All the people who became masters after him were already skilled practitioners in other styles before they started doing Ba Guizhang. I'm no different. I have a background in a little bit in karate, judo, a bit of Wing Chun here and there, dabbling here and there, but I also got a bigger background in the I Ching and also fighting a lot in my younger years, school fights, family fights, you name it, fighting, getting into trouble. So the physical part, the martial part is already there, and that is your grounding. And Costa doesn't actually, he doesn't talk about it much. He doesn't hardly even talks about it. He only slightly refers to it, and it's so easy to just glance over it and just go, yeah, I can do Muay Thai and I can sit there and meditate. But if you're young and you're full of energy, before you even begin doing Muay Thai, I strongly recommend is get all the youthful energy out and just go in and learn to fight properly. Get that physical stuff, because it will act as your seed and your foundation. and will make the learning of Maupai really a lot easier to traverse and understand. It doesn't mean if you're doing something else, your sifus know less, your senseis know less. They're just getting you to the stage you want to be at. And most sifus and senseis teach their students up to the level of their of the competency that they want to be. So if you don't ever want to learn the mystical stuff, don't worry about it. You don't have to learn it. In Baguazhang, you can just learn the forms, or you can go learn to fight. But it takes a long, long time to be able to fight and look when you're fighting like a Bagua master. It takes a long, long time because that's an internal matter, not an external matter. Most young people, or most people want to learn martial arts, they look towards an internal martial art and want to learn the mystical stuff and want to be powerful straight away. They skip the whole stage at the beginning, which is the external stuff, which is just learning how to fight and then going out and through a good established environment, how to practically fight through the practice. That part you can't skip. And in this one, Baguazhang and Maupai are the same. You need to already be a practitioner or a skilled master of some form of martial art before you even attempt to do Maupai or Baguazhang. It just makes life a lot easier. Costa's background is, he says in the back of the book, he's done Tai Chi and a couple of the other things. But the things he doesn't mention is that he's Greek. He grew up in Greece. And at his time, I don't know if they still have it, they have military conscription. And so he did that for a couple of years as well. So if you've been in the military or the police, yeah, that also counts. If you're a firefighter, that counts. Basically, any activity that is martial counts towards building that foundation, that seed.